Hey everyone, it's Miyuki. Glad to be back after so long. How's everyone been? And how's everyone's 4th of July been? Well, for those who live in America, of course. If you don't live in America, you shouldn't really care anyway. But yeah. This marks, I believe, the 3rd anniversary of my YouTube channel. So, yeah, that's a pretty big milestone. I honestly never thought that I would reach 3 years. Honestly, I thought it would be just like 1 year. Like just for fun. And it'll just be like whatever afterwards. But to be still relevant after all this time is definitely a huge, very huge honor. So I thank each and every single one of you for all of your support and as well as your love and interest in my work. I remember the first time I came to YouTube. I intended for it to be like a huge meme, because basically back in like 2019 days, the ASMR gimmick was sort of like a meme altogether, meaning like not a lot of people took it seriously just yet. But there are those who did, and I sort of took it seriously too. But not to the degree that I thought it could be an actual sort of lifestyle, I guess. But it became such, and I was blown away with my first patrons. One of which actually was on like a $200 Patreon tier, which was amazing to me and actually kind of blew me away. So during that time, I did have a part-time job essentially, and basically just kind of living my life. I practically made little to nothing back then, but the money I made from my part-time job was simply for me to get that new phone that I always wanted. I was also going to college as well, so I didn't have as much time back then as I do now to do all of my work. So I was kind of wondering if I would have to quit ASMR just to go and focus more on the other two aspects of my life. But pretty much I was broke and pretty much just a college kid back then essentially. I started all of my work on, I don't know if you guys, I don't know if this is still selling, but this computer is an Acer Aspire R11. It's like a tablet laptop hybrid computer, and it was really, really shitty. I've already had it for like a couple of years by the time I started doing ASMRs, so there's really only few things I could do with it. I was essentially using it beforehand to play certain MMOs that I could actually play on that computer, which one of them was a game that's pretty much dead right now, but it was kind of the hot shit when it came to MMOs a few years ago. I think like 2016, I think. And that was Onigiri. It still lagged a lot on my computer, but how I actually went about in taking care of the overheating problem, which obviously contributed to the lag whenever I played the game, was I would freeze a wet towel in the freezer and take it out and place it under my laptop, which would cool it down. So that's kind of how broke I was back then. I think I had that computer from 2016 to like 2019. And by the time 2019 came around, it was already really busted up and not working so well. So it was all the way until October that I got a brand new one, and it was an HP, so it was a lot better, but still couldn't do a whole lot. It definitely had a touchscreen, but it didn't have like a tablet feature, but it was more for like office stuff. So I would go to use that computer along with what do you call it again, the Blue Yeti. The Blue Snowball was the one I started off with, and with my shitty computer, and then I kind of upgraded. I think it wasn't until May that I got my first interface alongside the AKG P420 microphone. And then I got the 3DO. And then I got the Shure SM7B. And then I got my gaming laptop, which I started doing streams on. And it was pretty much just smooth sailing from there. I will have to make like a confession, right? I was like very surprised when I first started out that my content was like so popular, because if you guys didn't notice, which I'm pretty sure it was very noticeable, I actually was kind of very self-conscious about my voice and very kind of insecure. So I would always use either like a pitch shift or a voice changer to do my content with, because I've always sort of had this tomboy voice for the longest time. And hearing all the other ASM artists in the community, I thought that I could never really rise up to their level of cuteness, which I really wanted to emanate. So I would say from... And I'm actually looking at my very first email. Well, one of my very first email. It was on mid-July of 2019. I got my first 1,000 subscribers. Like, what the hell? So yeah, apparently my growth was like really, really fast. For like absolutely no reason. But I would say from 2019 to... probably late 2020 is when I would either use my voice changer just as a main thing in my audios or in like certain audios. It wasn't until 2021 that I actually started taking my stuff really seriously. So like, yeah. Like, looking back, there's a lot of drama that I've been caught up in, and a couple dishonest things that I have done too. Like, one thing with the VC, and then the other one with, the whole script drama that happened early 2021, as you guys remember. But between that, with literally within like the first or second month of making my platform, like, being attacked by certain ASM artists, which, if you're like an OG in my community, you do remember that too. And with YouTube basically fucking most of us ASM artists, and me having to delete half of my channel, I am really surprised to still be standing, honestly, which I'm really grateful for. I mean, many ASM artists have been touched by, YouTube's unfair guidelines, like DTL, Variana, Teacup, which just had her other channel taken down not too long ago. And then there's this other ASM artist, I believe her name is Melody. Let me look this up for a second. Queen Serena ASMR, sorry for the mispronunciation. Melody ASMR is actually a counterfeit YouTube channel that's taking all of her content and basically re-uploading it, impersonating as her. And YouTube actually came around and deleted Queen Serena's channel for the assumption that she was behind the impersonation. And so they deleted her channel and not the other channel, which was completely bogus. So she pretty much went to YouTube, and they fucked her again, and so yeah, she's in a really tough spot. So she's on Twitter, you know, at Queen Serena ASMR. I suggest you guys go and give her some support, she definitely deserves it. So anyway, if you guys have watched my video from a few days ago on YouTube. Actually, this was a week ago, I think. Yeah, I think this was like a week and a half ago. I explained YouTube and how it works and its whole algorithm system, which is why I am really much lower than I'm supposed to be on YouTube at the moment, and why so many others are too. Not that it really bothers me too much, I'm just kind of knowing why, and I guess understanding and knowing why that's the case helps me a lot more in sort of accepting, like, my channel probably won't grow beyond 75k anytime soon, but who cares, right? As long as my videos are doing good, I don't really care. So anyway, I made this post on Patreon, like, it's like an Ask Me Anything. So, I posted this on YouTube and Twitter and Discord, so I pretty much got all the questions I'm pretty much going to get. So, on to that part, I guess, right? Okay, so from Cody Coral, what led you to picking a cat girl as your favorite avatar for your ASMR career? Well, I love cats, and this Miyuki model is actually... So, there's this artist on YouTube, right? Her name is Nami Nya, and I think you can find her on Twitter too by the same name. She actually made her own sort of OC cat girl, which she allowed me to use the model of for my channel for like a year straight, until 2020 came along and I decided to create my own. So when I created my own, the like design for her was sort of made in the inspiration of Nami's character, but like different hair shape and literally everything else is different too. And so, yeah, I mean, that's kind of it, pretty much. But yeah. From J Loco, what has been your favorite series to record so far? That's really hard to... Probably either my Tiger Girl series, or between that, the Tsundere Dragon Girl, the ex-girlfriend's mom, or the werewolf. With the alien being on the side too. So thanks you two for that question. SDH asked, quick fluffy one, are you a Pokemon fan? And if so, what are some of your favorites? I've never actually played Pokemon, but I do like the like generic Pikachu, you know? He's pretty cute. I don't know really that much about Pokemon, so sorry. From Kurt Wilkes, have you ever found yourself doing ASMR in random situations, either in real life with a possible significant other, or friends, or through games like VRChat? A few times through VRChat, but I don't really have a significant other. So yeah. Other than VRChat, nowhere else, truthfully. So from Jeffrey Lopez, how did you get a name on early 2018 to 2019? I have no idea what that means. Speaking of names, my channel used to be called, fun fact, Miyuchan ASMRs, before I changed it to Miyuki VA and ASMR. Matthew Gonzalez asks, opinion on butt stuff, like anal. I think it's really underrated. But yeah, I think it's definitely something interesting to get into. And if you like practice it in real life, just make sure to be clean and make sure to take the proper preparations before getting into it. So Vatunatia asks, what is your take on the bean sculpture in terms of creativity? You mean that sculpture in downtown Chicago? I think it looks like a giant metal metallic testicle. It's creative, I guess, but it's like whatever. So Old God's Wrath asks, what makes you want to start doing audio art piece? I'm pretty much wanting to emulate other ASM artists. Jay Pepin asks, so this question is more out of curiosity. Have you ever considered doing a collaboration with a male voice when doing an SFW and NSFW story? Maybe one day. I don't know. Maybe sometime this year, hopefully. Lost Puppy asks, when doing an audio roleplay that has dom/sub roles, do you prefer to be dominant or submissive? Well, I'm a switch, so I'm cool with either. It's like 50-50. Like, truthfully, 50-50. EW asks, do you still making SWF and NSFW ASMR in 10 years? I probably won't be here in 10 years from now, nor will most of the ASMR community that you currently see. Does it feel weird to make NSFW audios? It did at first, honestly, but now it's a bee's knees. Greenstrike asks, I'm just curious, but why did you choose a white hair cat girl as your avatar? I kind of answered that already, but thanks for your question. SARDRAN24, what made you decided to do ASMR? Answered that question. Steven Eisvok, what has been your favorite ASMR series? And, I think I answered that already. So, thanks for your question too. Okay, so Mace asked, I remember meeting you originally on Facebook. Oh yeah, those were like the really, really old days. I was using a different name on the site a few years back, and I'm glad you've come as far as you did. My question is related to that though. When you decided to take the chance you took to go all in with this stuff, did I think that I would come as far as I did now? Not really. I mean, honestly, I thought that this would be, like, done after, like, a few months. Elijah McNeil, did you have any collaborations with any other notable ASM artists? I collaborated with Beffy. Sorley. Tomoe Vaneko. Wolfie Kent. And a few others too. So Cactus Man asks, what is your body count? My highest kill streak is like 40. By body count, do you mean killing or just fucking? Either way, I have zero. Brandon Gray asks, would you be interested in anything involving Warhammer 40k? I mean, I'll check out the series. If it's got like really hot female characters, maybe I could voice them. Mina Ashido asks, ass or boobs? I'm more of an ass girl. Ghost asks, how did you start voice acting? Personally, I hate my own voice and end up deleting all my attempts. Did you get this? If so, how did you overcome the first hurdles? Well, I kind of explained the whole insecurities of my voice and all. But truthfully, it's the more you go at it, the more you become used to it, so just keep going at it. Caesar Salad, would you ever consider furthering your voice acting career? Like doing bigger roles for people or studios? Who knows, honestly, maybe one day. What is your favorite pizza? Pretty much the supreme kind, with a whole bunch of toppings on it. And finally, Naked Alice, how did you decide to take such a step as making ASMR? Do you have any ideas to improve your content in some way? Something new that you haven't tried? Oh, definitely, something in the future. I know it may seem like I've done everything, but I honestly haven't, so we'll see how I can expand it. But thank you guys for your questions, and thank you very much to all of you for your support. And so yeah, that's pretty much it from me. I just want to go over a recap of everything that I've kind of been through over the past few years. From the petty, like, Discord wars and, like, Discord conflicts to conflicts on other platforms, and then YouTube's attack on the whole community. Drama with other ASM artists, Twitter drama, stupid shit like that. Plus, there's been a whole bunch of pleasant memories as well. Meeting a bunch of new people. Bunch of ASM artists too. Being able to bond with so many of you guys, it's just really an amazing thing to be a part of, you know? So, I guess here's to another few years, right? But, nonetheless, thanks a lot for hearing my audio, and as for the future projects, those will start this weekend, and, other than that, I think that's about all I have to talk about now. Thanks so much to the OGs for being with me over 3 years, and for those few who have been here for less time than that, or for those of you who are brand new, you are all super awesome, and I hope to see you guys in future audios. I'll see you guys later. Peace out.